Josiah, you accomplished it. A two-time state champion. How's it feel?
It feels amazing. I mean, I'm just very thankful for this opportunity, and it's just so surreal and just amazing.
It's a little tougher course here this year. How are you able to kind of persevere through the grind overall from even regionals to state?
Honestly, just believing in God and believing that God's got my back and that He's always with me. And I knew that if I had Him, nothing is impossible and that I can overcome anything.
You were in a semifinal that was loaded. You had the lone undefeated girl, and you ended up holding on there for the win. And how big of a relief was it to get that one and get to the finals?
It was a little bit of a relief, but I knew that the championship match wasn't going to be tough and that the tournament wasn't over yet. So I just had to prepare for the next match.
Yeah, finals, you come in and get an early takedown. That was big. How much of that did that set the tone for you?
I mean, my coach always says when you go into a match, you want to get the first takedown, just because usually the first takedown wins, or they get that momentum right in the beginning of the match, which is good. And so I knew that when I had that takedown, that my momentum was good.
Well, it got a little interesting there at the end. You got a few more takedowns. Looked like you were kind of fighting fatigue. It was a grinding match. And what were you thinking those final seconds there when she had that headlock put on you, had you down on the mat, but no points or given up?
When she got that throw, I knew that I just had to, hopefully roll through it, even though I didn't. But I knew I had to keep my hips down, my back straight, so she couldn't get any back points.
You're a two-time state champion, a four-time state placer. How exciting is that?
It's very exciting. I mean, like I said, I just am so grateful for this opportunity because, it's just amazing, and not very many girls get to do this. I'm just very grateful.